Hello, Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character work of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about kindness.
I'm going to let all of my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are each going to say their name and tell us one act of kindness that someone else did for them this month. Okay, Miss Mia, we are going to start with you.
Hi, my name is Mia, and my friend Addie Teach taught me how to play a game at recess.
Hi, my name is Eli, and Anna helped me come up with a joke.
Hi, my name is Indraini, and my brother helped me put away the dishes.
Hi, my name is Kaysen, and my big sister helped me shovel some snow.
Hi, my name is Reese, and my sister helped me clean our room.
Hi, my name is Anna, and my big brother Isaiah let me play my game when he was playing his game.
Hi, my name is Addie. Someone held the door for me.
Okay, Kaysen, what's next?
Now that you know who we have in the studio today, we are going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Let's take a second to review the definition of kindness.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Kindness is
choosing to be friendly, thoughtful, and generous to others and ourselves, even when it's hard.
Oh, good job, you guys. And, you know, here in the studio, I was seeing a lot of actions. Hopefully everybody out there was practicing their actions, too. You know, kindness is a choice that we get to make every day to bring good things into our lives and the world. Those good things can look like more than just kind words. Kindness is given through our actions and our encouragement and our attitude and our gifts. This month, we spent time thinking about how to be kind to ourselves, to our environment, to animals, and to one another. Okay, I have some questions for my guests here in the studio today. So I am going to call on some friends to answer some questions. Here we go. Addie, this first question is for you. Some people say that the most genuine or real act of kindness is done when no one else is looking. What do you think that means?
I think it means to show random acts of kindness even when no one is looking and when it is hard.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that when nobody's looking, it makes it more real?
Yes.
Okay. Eli, this next question is for you. Why is it important to show kindness to people who aren't kind to you?
It's important to show kindness to people because you never know what might be happening at their house.
That is so very true. Thanks for that answer. Okay, Mia, there's a t-shirt that reads, "Be kind to everyone." Do you agree or disagree with this idea?
I agree to this idea. Always be kind even when it's hard.
And we should be kind to everybody, not just some people, not just the people we like the most. Not just the people that it's easy to be kind to. Right. She's smiling and laughing. Okay. All right, Mr. Kaysen, in your family, can you give us some examples of how you guys show kindness to each other?
When I shoveled a path to the cars.
Oh, so when we just had that snow, you were super kind at home and you did the shoveling?
Yeah.
Nice. Good work. Okay. Anna, this one is for you. When are times that it's difficult for you to show kindness?
It's usually difficult to show kindness when I'm arguing with someone.
So when you're not agreeing with someone, it's difficult, right? Okay, thank you for your answer. Okay, this next question is for Reese. Reese, kindness isn't only for others. Explain how you show kindness to yourself or how others could show kindness to themselves.
Don't judge yourself and don't say anything you wouldn't say to your best friend.
Oh, so true. Sometimes we get stuck saying things that aren't very kind to ourselves. So we need to be kind to ourselves and say nice things. So true. All right. Thanks, everybody, for your answers. Next is our kindness challenge. Indrani, take it away.
Show some kindness for your mother, Mother Earth, that is. Choose a local outdoor site, gather some gloves and trash bags, and spend some time picking up trash. Not only will you be showing kindness for a local flora and a fauna, but other humans will be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor as well.
All right, that is a good one. Like picking up trash wherever you see it, outside, inside. How many of you have been to like a high school basketball game? Anybody been there? Yeah. You know, when the crowd all leaves, there's usually some trash to pick up. So if everybody takes their own, or if you remind your neighbor, or just pick up what's in your row, that would be super helpful to like Miss Jen and Miss Jocelyn and all the people who clean. That's a great way to show kindness. All right, one way to be kind to yourself is to make time to laugh. And on that note, it's time for some jokes. Okay, Miss Mia, will you get us started?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell who?
W-H-O.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, Eli, get right close to that mic and tell us your joke.
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
What?
Frostbite.
Okay, Indrani, what's yours?
Out of all the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, how many were U.S. citizens?
How many?
None. Because the U.S. wasn't a country.
No.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Kaysen, get in there and tell us your joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock's supposed to be there.
Knock, knock's supposed to be there. All right. Okay, Reese.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Why are you so sad? It's just a joke.
All right, Anna.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo, fix him a blowout.
All right, Addie, why don't you wrap it up for us?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch who?
Stop what you're doing and let me in.
All right, oh boy, those were some really good jokes that we had today. I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout outs here at the end. So Addie, I'm gonna start with you.
I wanna give a shout out to my mom because she always helps me when I'm sad and makes me feel better.
Oh, that's very sweet, Anna.
I wanna give a shout out to my little brother Seth and my big brother Isaiah because they're always there for me when I'm sad.
Awesome, Reese.
I would like to give out a shout out to my sister, Piper.
Awesome. Kaysen.
I would like to give a shout out to my little sister, Talia, and my teacher, Miss Henry.
Oh, cool. And Johnny.
I'd like to give out a shout out to my awesome teacher, Miss Henry, and my brother, who's in seventh grade.
Cool. All right, Eli.
I'd like to give a shout out to myself for being myself.
Mia.
I would like to give a shout out to my grandma for preparing my school lunches every day.
Oh, she's pretty sweet, isn't she? All right, folks, that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk all about our new word, which is
perseverance.